Tomorrow, Wisconsin voters will decide whether to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker from office.
If you believe in an economy of shared prosperity when times are good and shared sacrifice when they're not, then you don't want to break the unions. You want them at the negotiating table, and you trust them to know that arithmetic rules. Show up and vote for Tom Barrett on Tuesday.
That's not a guy from Wisconsin. It's former President Bill Clinton at a rally for Wisconsin Mayor Tom Barrett, who's running against Scott Walker in this recall election. Walker is being recalled in part, and you heard it there in Bill Clinton's remarks, because of his move last year to clamp down on Wisconsin's public sector labor unions, vastly shrinking their bargaining power by passing a law in the Republican-controlled legislature. Walker is also being recalled because Democrats believe Wisconsin might just be a battleground for exploring the possibility that the Tea Party-style conservatism that emerged in the 2010 midterm election may have overreached and is due for a serious pullback. All of this has given Wisconsin's gubernatorial dramas the highest possible profile in this presidential year. Let's talk to a couple of voters. Two of them join us now. Martin Smith is retired, a Democrat living in Madison, Wisconsin. Martin, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
And Clarence Keymichael is a retired firefighter living in Elm Grove, Wisconsin, a suburb of Milwaukee. Clarence, welcome to the program to you.
Hello, sir.
All right, so to both of you, let's get to the issues in just a moment. But Martin and Clarence, this is what, like the 14th election in barely a year,
yeah.
For heaven's sakes. Are you getting a little weary of all this, Martin and Clarence?
Yes. Especially the ads. The ads have been very negative throughout all of these campaigns. Actually, most of the elections that have occurred up to this point have been very local, so only small areas of Wisconsin have been subjected to the ads because most of the recalls have been for state senators or state legislators. But this is big-time stuff. This is there's been as many ads as for the presidential campaigns.
And you've got a three-way Senate race later on in the summer, so it's far from over. Let's talk about how the campaign has gone. Do you think it is appropriate for Wisconsin's gubernatorial recall election to be a showcase for issues in the 2012 presidential campaign, Clarence?
Oh, I feel it's appropriate because people anywhere, anytime are going to make stands. I just think it became unbearable, the outside money that has flown into this state, both on the Democrat and the Republican side. You almost feel like we're up for sale, and that I don't like.
Now, Clarence, let's talk about Scott Walker, who's facing this recall election. Do you have problems with how he's gotten himself into this predicament in any sense, or are you pretty much supporting him because you think the recall election itself is an overreach, is inappropriate?
I feel the recall itself is very inappropriate. He did not have any malfeasance of office. He did not have a felony charge. The other side, the Democrats, did not like his approach to what he did when he took office. And because there was no restriction in our recall policy here, they launched a recall.
All right, let's get a response from Martin.
That's a really tough call. I understand what Clarence is saying because there is no restrictions here in Wisconsin regarding the reasons for a recall. On the other hand, I've lived in this state for over 45 years, and I have never seen an outpouring of response to a political situation since the student demonstrations of the late 1960s over the Vietnam War. And the actions of Walker and especially of a number of Republicans in the state Senate and Assembly really upset a lot of people. They felt totally taken by surprise. And the way in which the business of government was carried out just really set people wrong. I think a lot of people could have lived with what happened regarding the changes in policy if they had been done in a different way and gotten more people involved.
All right, we're talking to Martin Smith, who's a retired Democratic voter living in Madison, Wisconsin. You just heard from Clarence Keymichael a moment ago, retired firefighter living in Elm Grove, Wisconsin. part of the reason I'm identifying you both there, because there seems to be a great deal of consensus on the part of the weariness of all these elections, the sense that Scott Walker may have gotten himself into some difficulty. Clarence Keymichael, what's your problem with the Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, aside from the fact that there shouldn't be a recall, in your view?
Well, as a mayor of the city of Milwaukee, his unemployment went up. His job loss went up. Even our own local paper said he is slow to respond to things, make decisions about things. And I'm thinking, well, if he can't handle and do good for the city, why would I want to elect him to run the state?
All right, that's the Republican view. Martin Smith, do you want to defend your candidate since we've been talking about Walker for most of this segment here?
You know, it's really hard to evaluate the candidates based on what they've done before. I realize that this is something that we have to do. And yet, on the other hand, the statistics have been so manipulated. Facts are facts until you make them into statistics, and then you get them to say whatever you want them to say. And quite frankly, I honestly don't know what the statistics say about either one of them. They're both very capable people. On the other hand, their approach to government is just totally different, and I think they have different philosophies. And I think they probably reflect a lot of the divide that occurs in the country right now with regards to, okay, we're in a bit of a bother here, and how are we going to get out of it?
Well, all right. Well, then you've made the case for why this is an important national focus here in Wisconsin. Clarence Keymichael, you want to predict what's going to happen?
I believe if we get more than 65% turnout, that Mr. Walker will retain his governorship.
All right. Martin Smith, what do you think?
Tough call. I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't bet either way.
All right. We are not going to see clarity come Wednesday morning, it sounds like. Martin Smith, retired and a Democrat from Madison, Wisconsin. Clarence Keymichael, Republican, retired firefighter from Elm Grove, Wisconsin. Both of you get to the polls, though. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Bye. You're welcome.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.